Now, we keep hearing, all of you never Trumpers, especially you Catholic, quote, Catholic, close quote, never Trumpers out there, keep haranguing people like me going, what did he ever do? What did Trump ever, we're so glad he's gone. He shouldn't be a part of any future discussion about the Republican Party or about conservatives or conservatism because he did nothing. Well, if he didn't do anything, well, then why does Nazi Pelosi and Chuckle Schmuckle Schumer and every Democrat that you can name off the top of your head despise and hate him and sit and shiver in fear of this guy? They want to censure him. Trying to say he can't hold an office. So this is so what does that say to you? Okay. That says that Shampeachment 2 is going down like the Hindenburg. Oh, the humanity of it all is going down in flames. Flames is going to explode. So they know they're not going to get rid of him with Shampeachment. So what's the next thing? We can censure him and say he can't hold any of our offices. Well, isn't that like saying that one of us can't hold one of their offices? And by the by, how did he get to become their office? Who the hell do these people think they are? That's why I want to go to Briggs, and I asked Matt to come on today. It's William Matthew Briggs. Matt can't make it. He assures me, as King Dude, I'm all yours one day next week. Name the day. All right. So we'll have Briggs on, but I want to just share with you what he's written here because I think this is where we are, folks. And I'm not the only one that's coming to this realization that this union is over. The union is over, and it's the fault of the Democrat Party with an assist from the Republican Party. Briggs, this is the line over which, once crossed, there is no going back. Our glorious oligarchic Biden government has arrested their first notable political prisoner, Ricky Vaughn. Now, if you're a fan of the movie, I can't even think of the name of it now. The baseball movie, Bull Durham. It's not Bull Durham. Super Shots. I can't even think of the name of the movie, but it's the one with Charlie Sheen, the baseball film, where Barrett plays a rejoin clip from it from time to time. If you're a fan of that movie, Major League, that's what it is. I believe that was Charlie Sheen's character's name was Ricky Vaughn. Major League, yeah, Ricky Vaughn. So this is the name the guy is taking or they're giving him to so you don't know his real name because this is the witch hunt. This is the political imprisonment witch hunt. It's like if they could steal the election from Trump, if they could kick him off of Twitter and Reddit and Pridebook and YouBoob and everywhere else that they did, if they could do it to the president of the United States, they can do it to anyone, and they are doing it to people. But you know what? As they always do, they overplayed their hand. The sub-Reddit takedown of the two hedge funds. And then, we're going to get into all this today. What did the buddies, the bromancers, the criminal class in Mordor do? Janet Yellen and the gang. What did they do yesterday? They gave the wink and the nod to Robin Hood. Hey, do whatever you got to do. Don't let those creeps, don't let those cretins, don't let those punks buy any more shares. Give an avenue or sell anymore. Give an avenue to our hedge fund buddies, the criminals. Give an avenue for them to get bailed out here. The subreddit SmackDown, the Wall Street, r/ Wall Street Bets, shows that the Leviathan, big_anything, is today's theme. If you're watching this on the Roku channel or on Crusade Channel Video, because you're a Founders Pass member, then you see the theme placard there. big_anything can be beaten. They're too big to defend everything. And they have weaknesses. I compared it on Twitter today to like the Patriots finding a way to in a Star Wars movie, Luke Skywalker and the good guys finding the weakness of the Death Star. And of course, the people in the Death Star go, "This battleship is impregnable. You can't get in. They can't attack us. We'll blah, blah, blah," whatever the case is. And of course, there was a weakness. They exploited it, and bam, they blow it up. Twice. Not once, but twice. If you were there in 2016, writes Briggs, you will remember Vaughn. He had one of the funniest accounts on Twitter before he was banned for being too effective. The elite hate most of all, well, losing the money they feel belongs to them. But after that, they hate most being teased, especially accurate, stinging, critical public teasing. So when I have been telling people, "King Dude, what are we going to do?" Laugh. Do not let them steal your joy. Laugh at them. The more you laugh at them and their ridiculous, tyrannical behavior, their preposterous hatred that they have for Trump and then for all of us by proxy here, laugh at them. Read what it is that they write in their pious and sanctimonious little fashion there and mock it. When you laugh at them, it drives them bonkers. They can't stand to not be loved. But after that, they hate most being teased, especially accurate, stinging, critical, public teasing, and Ricky Vaughn dished it out better than most. Here is one of the crimes that he is accused of, with which Vaughn is being charged. On November the 1st, 2016, Vaughn allegedly tweeted an image that featured an African-American woman standing in front of a, quote, "African-Americans for the candidate," close quote, sign. The image included the following text, quote, "Avoid the line, vote from home." Text, and then it was the candidate's first name, to 59925. "Vote for the candidate and be part of it," or vote for where he says the candidate. I'm assuming that's Trump. "And be part of history," close quote. The fine print at the bottom of the image stated, quote, "Must be 18 or older to vote. One vote per person. Must be a legal citizen of the United States. Voting by text not available in Guam, Puerto Rico, Alaska, or Hawaii. Paid for by blank for president 2016. Anybody with an intelligence greater than pine sap knew Vaughn's tweets like this one were jokes. Does that sound like a crime to you? That sounds like a joke to me. Satire. No, don't go out and vote. Stay at home and vote. Just text your vote to 59925.
Why haven't they gone after the Babylon Bee? They do this every single day.
They did go after the Babylon Bee.
They?
Oh, yeah. The Babylon Bee had to change his name on Twitter. It's now not the Bee. Didn't you know that? They kicked the Babylon Bee off of Twitter. They were too effective. No, they're still on, but they're under not the Bee now. They're not Babylon Bee, I believe. Or maybe they were suspended. Anybody with an intelligence greater than Pine Sap knew that Vaughn's tweets like this one were jokes, which is why the government sent the Pine Sap Brigade, also known as the FBI, yes, the ever-diligent feds, to chase Vaughn down and arrest him for posting illegal memes. Somebody say FBI. And then Briggs tweeted this out. "Dear FBI, I saw what I am sure was a noose. Can you investigate?" It was in the knot of a shoe of a guy walking up First Avenue about an hour ago. I can't give you a better description because I was so appalled by the strutting lynching to be that I was literally shaking. In other words, Briggs going like, "Hey, come arrest me. I'm going to post some political jokes too. See if he can become the next political prisoner." What other crimes do they say Vaughn committed? Well, Vaughn and his co-conspirators used Twitter's messaging functions to discuss and refine memes. Close quote. This is a real criminal indictment. I'm not making this up. And then Briggs jokes, what? There's now weapons-grade memes? Let me tell you, we lead the free planet in memes in the Crusader Stadium at crusadechannel.com/chat. If they're going to arrest this guy, we're all going to jail. The botches of nature looking for notches in their legal belts for this political purse prosecution are Megan Reese, special agent for the FBI, Judge Ramon Urias Jr., who signed the arrest warrant, and the shiftless operators like Seth D. Ducharme at the U.S. District Court, Eastern District of New Tenochtitlan. Ducharme, the French prefix means bereft of, said this, quote, "There is no place in public discourse for lies and misinformation to defraud citizens of their right to vote." So a meme now can defraud you of your right to vote. Said Seth D. Ducharme, acting U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New Tenochtitlan. With Mackey's arrest, that's the guy's real name, not Ricky Vaughn. With Vaughn's arrest, we serve notice that those who would subvert the democratic process in this manner cannot rely on the cloak of internet anonymity to evade responsibility for their crimes. So now it's a crime to meme out something on social media against a Democrat.